Right now we have a comedian, a writer, and a stand-up fella, Steve Persh. Steve, you're standing up.
I'll sit down now. So, take my word for it that I felt nerdy for much of my life. Grade school, I felt nerdy. High school, I was one of the AP advanced classes, nerdy kids. College, I was the doesn't drink alcohol nerdy kid. First job out of college, I was the runs the website nerdy guy. But then out of college, after that first job, I got more and more into website work, which is something I wasn't expecting to do, having been a theater major and not taken any classes in web development. But I fell into it, and I found out that I was pretty good at it. And when I would go to industry events and meet other people, I felt cooler. And first I thought it was because I was around people that I thought, just as a whole, were nerdier than the general population, the kind of people who make websites. And I was like, okay, this makes sense. Just as a group, web developers are a little bit nerdier, and I feel a little bit cooler. Great. And recently I've started questioning the simplicity of that idea. I think I might actually get cooler in those situations. I think I actually am more confident and less awkward objectively, if there is an objective measurement of these things, when I'm around other web developers. And I'll tell you a story that I think illustrates this to some degree. So about a year ago, I went to the Drupal 7 launch party. Just for some background, Drupal is the open source content management system that I spend my work life in. So maybe to put it another way, imagine OS X Lion release parties. That's kind of what this would be like. If there were people around the world that got together and had a party for the latest major release of the Mac operating system, and they coordinated these parties all over the world and Skyped with each other and were like, hey, we're in Chicago, we're at the release party. Hey, New York, we're at the release party. Cool, great. That would be weird enough. Now, imagine that at each one of these parties, you've got people who like using OS X Lion or just Mac in general, and then you have the people who built it. So there's not necessarily going to be a ton of overlap between those people in terms of the things they can discuss. That struck me pretty early in the party that if all we're going to be talking about is the latest version of Drupal, these conversations aren't going to get very far because it is a big, diverse ecosystem that uses this system, and people are just going to want to talk about their little corner of it. Another aspect of this party was that I had just applied for a new job, and the owners of the company that I applied for were at this party, so I spent about the first hour of the party just talking with them, kind of as like a second round interview. So after that is over, I rejoin with like a wider circle of people, and I quickly get the sense that they have run out of things to talk about, as I guessed would happen, because the guy who built the database layer knows a hell of a lot more about it than everyone else, so when he talks about it, it just goes over everyone's head. And when another person talks about the theming layer, the visual layer, that goes over everybody's head. So everyone's just talking across each other, and at this point, a guy I know from these events comes in, and I haven't seen him in like a year and a half at this point, and I'm excited to see him. We were sort of friends a few years ago, and I'm happy to see him, and he brought his girlfriend, and they joined this circle of people, and I can see that he and his girlfriend, who is at her first Drupal event, realize that no one in the circle has anything to say anymore, and if we do, it's pretty nerdy. And I fear that he is regretting bringing his girlfriend. For the purpose of the story, I'll just call him Mike to protect the identity of the innocent. So Mike and his girlfriend are looking at each other, and they're looking at me, and I say, I'm just thinking, I need to shift this so we're not talking just about Drupal. And I say, Hey, did anyone see that video of the homeless man with the golden voice? Because that had just hit the internet. And the conversation moved on. And from then on, for the next hour or so, the conversation didn't have to be about Drupal. And I felt like I was facilitating conversations and being more confident and being perhaps a little bit more cool, a feeling I don't often get when I'm around a wider, more diverse group of people. So the party dies down, and I go home, and later I exchange emails with this friend Mike, and he's, you know, good to see you, haven't seen you in a while. And then he says, oh, just so you know, my girlfriend just referred to you as the cool normal guy. I thought, wow, maybe I am the cool normal guy, at least at the Drupal 7. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve Kirk. Nerdiness truly is content.